loving kindness for self and other. So to begin with, placing our body in posture, a posture that's dignified, a posture that embodies alertness and kindness. So a posture that's comfortable and in which we can feel at ease. And then placing our mind by bringing to mind our intention for this practice, an intention to cultivate kindness towards our dear friends and to cultivate kindness towards ourselves. And then spending a few moments reflecting on our motivation for doing this, how it may be beneficial for ourselves, but also for those around us. And then beginning to settle the mind in the usual way by regulating the breath, and if it helps, counting. And as we do this, we may notice that there is all sorts of activity going on within the mind, and this is absolutely fine. We just let that carry on and do its own thing, simply focusing on regulating the breathing and counting. And as we continue to regulate the breath, focusing a little bit more on the out-breath, perhaps noticing any tendency of the body to relax as the body releases the out-breath. And now letting go of any counting, allowing the breath to return to its natural rhythm, allowing the body to breathe itself. And then shifting our focus into the body, and we can choose to scan down the body. So to begin with, becoming aware of sensations in the top region of the head, allowing the sensations to be just as they are, and then gradually moving our focus down to the level of the eyes, the ears and the nose, the mouth and the jaw, the neck, becoming aware of any physical sensation in the region of the shoulders, allowing the sensations we find to be just as they are, nothing wrong. Noticing sensations in the upper arms and the rib cage, the elbows and the waist, the lower arms and the abdomen, the region of the pelvis, the buttocks, the thighs, the knees and the hands, the lower legs, the ankles and the feet, maybe tuning in now to any sensations of contact between the body and the chair or the cushion or the ground on which the body rests. Feeling the body supported by the ground, surrounded by space. And just as the ground supports the body unconditionally, the body supports the mind unconditionally. So bringing the mind now to rest here with the body. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. And then any time that the mind wanders, simply noticing where it's wandered to and very gently bringing it back to our mindfulness support, which we can choose breath or sound. And any time during this loving kindness practice, if we like, we can come back to simply resting with our mindfulness support. So, bringing to mind now somebody who we care for, a dear friend, maybe someone or an animal with whom we have a fairly straightforward relationship, and who, when we think of them, our heart naturally opens. So our dear friend may be a friend or a family member, or a pet perhaps. So not thinking too hard about who we're going to choose, instead allowing them to emerge of their own accord. And as we bring our dear friend to mind, we can imagine that they're sitting here with us just now. And we can do this by visualizing them sitting here with us. Or we can just imagine them being here in any way that suits us. Maybe having a felt sense of them being here. And noticing how it feels to have this sense of this dear friend being present, here with us now. Noticing any thoughts within the mind, any emotion, any physical sensations in the body as we bring this friend to mind. And then we can begin to say the loving kindness phrases for our dear friend. You can use these phrases, or you can choose to use phrases of your own. And the phrases for this practice will be, may you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Bringing our dear friend to mind and saying the phrases for them. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And just noticing how our experience unfolds as we say these phrases for our dear friend. In particular, noticing any sensations within the body, any sensations of the heart opening, any feelings of numbness, any physical sensations of shutting down, remembering that there's no right or wrong way to feel as we do this practice, becoming curious about however our experience unfolds. And then reflecting that just as our dear friend wishes to be happy and wishes to be safe and free from harm, so do we wish to be happy and safe and free from harm. And this is right and good. And now we can imagine ourselves sitting with our dear friend, maybe holding hands or with our arms around each other. And we can now say the phrases for ourselves and our dear friend. May we be safe. May we be happy. May we be healthy. May we live with ease. Simply noticing how our experience unfolds What thoughts arise? What emotions emerge? What physical sensations come and go within the body as we imagine ourselves sitting with our dear friend and as we say the phrases? May we be safe. May we be happy. May we be healthy. May we live with ease. And then allowing our dear friend and ourselves, a sense of them being here to dissolve. And then bringing to mind a younger version of ourselves. Again, not thinking about this too hard, but allowing an image of a younger version of ourselves or a felt sense of a younger version of ourselves to come to mind, maybe from an old photograph. And recognizing also that this younger version of ourselves wished to be happy, wished to be safe and to be free from harm. And that's right and good. And then noticing how it feels to say the loving kindness phrases for this younger version of ourselves. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. And again, just noticing what happens, becoming curious about what happens as we bring to mind this younger version of ourselves and say the phrases. Remembering that there's no right experience or wrong experience as we do this practice. And then allowing any felt sense or image of this younger version of ourselves to dissolve and really becoming aware of ourselves as we sit here in this room just now, breathing, recognizing that this version of ourselves now wishes to be happy, wishes to be safe and to be free from harm. And that's right and good. And see how it is to say the phrases for ourselves, here and now. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Simply noticing whatever happens. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be safe. May I live with ease. Checking in with the body to notice how the body feels as we say these phrases for ourselves. And then letting go of the practice. Coming back once more to our mindfulness support, maybe breath, maybe sound.